Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Happy day after Easter.
How much ham did you consume in one weekend?
You know what? I stuck to the main meal. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, there was a lot of like nibbling off of the carving board.
Do nibbles count?
But we didn't have the appropriate items for sandwiches. So we,
What's the appropriate items?
Cheese.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
We had bread, but we didn't quite know how good it was. And
questionable
potato chips,
bread.
Right? And then the side dish.
Gotta have chips.
So we ended up just having popcorn last night. But we will be making a run to have said items for today and the week ahead.
Yeah, gotta have all of the things for, I'm looking up leftover ham recipes.
We got ham in the fridge, we got ham in the freezer.
Freezer ham?
We got that much ham.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot of ham lifting to do.
There's a lot of ham lifting. That was a big ham. We had five people.
Yeah, I know. Anybody want more?
Yeah, please take some more ham.
Please, please.
And then you get, I'm still recovering from a burned mashed potato incident. Just in the tongue, roof of the mouth.
Oh, burnt your mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, the mashed potatoes were burned?
No. Is it possible?
Is it?
Now that worries me.
Uh-oh.
No. But Shannon added a secret ingredient this time to her taters.
What was it?
Just a little garlic salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
She's never done that before.
Changes it.
I was okay with it. But I don't like change without notice.
Because of the amount of garlic that I put in on my carrots, my glazed carrots.
Garlic glazed carrots.
They were good. They were really good. Everyone's like, oh, because it really made the kitchen smell like garlic.
Yeah.
But I think garlic is one of those ingredients that you measure with your heart.
Oh, never once will you get a tea or tablespoon out for garlic.
No, like pepper, you got to be careful. You can over pepper something. But garlic, I think you're okay.
To taste.
Vanilla.
Agreed. Liquid vanilla.
Yeah.
Real or imitation. To taste.
To taste.
Yes.
That's just, you measure that with your heart.
Can't go wrong.
No. There's some things it's like, I don't need a measuring spoon. It's fine.
So you guys went glazed carrots. We had succotash.
Oh, really?
As our side dish.
Nice.
Yes. Corn and lima beans.
Corn and lima beans?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Isn't that succotash?
Am I missing something? I have no
idea. You've never had succotash?
No, I mean, I've had corn and lima beans, but I've never called it
succotash.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Wait, what?
Not a thing.
Succotash, 100% billion dollars, it's a thing.
For me, it's not a thing.
Oh, got it.
I've never had, or I've never called it that.
You're a succotash denier? I didn't put you as that.
I'm not a denier. It's true, but I'm like, I never, if I've had it, I didn't know I did.
Oh,
but
got it.
I've
okay.
had it. I just never called it that.
It's not a thing.
Just not a thing for me. Not a thing for me. It's
I was going to fight you. I'm like, it's legit.
I know.
A thing.
I saw your like
my
your,
hackles were
yes,
up.
All the way up.
Yes.
I was like, uh-oh. I don't want to fight.
The back of my neck beard hairs went up.
Serious.
Yes. Then I started running through lists of food that you may never like. Well, you've had goulash, certainly,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Shamazetti?
Nope.
Okay.
What's shamazetti?
It's a pork pasta dish. Now, these could also just be names Shannon's parents gave them. I don't know.
What are you talking? Shamazetti?
Shamazetti.
Wow. Tell me more. What's in it? Shamazetti?
It's like goulash, but it's pork, and then there's also some sort of spirally noodle. It's fantastic. Shamazetti and cheese.
Sounds great.
It's a pasta bake.
Ah.
Yeah, it's great.
Huh. Sounds great. Never had it. Nope.
Hassenpfeffer?
Hassenpfeffer is rabbit,
right? That's
right.
You got that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew. Although I don't think I've had it.
I believe we had rabbit stew in second grade when we learned about the pioneers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Your teachers were committed.
We may have had rabbit or squirrel.
Oh!
Now, at this point, I'm starting to think, because at that age, you don't ask origin of food.
No.
Where did that come from? Because this sounds, I don't think Mrs. Eaton was walking around helping make sure we were going to be eating good.
Yeah, but Mrs. Eaton knew. She had contacts, you know.
Eating rabbit, eating good in the neighborhood.
Yeah, teacher by day and black market for strange meats at night.
Fur and trapper
yes.
by weekend.
Yes.
Mrs. Eaton.
Yeah, many hats.
Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I think we had rabbit stew when I was in second grade.
Best my teachers did was green eggs and ham, man. We didn't have rabbit stew. Hey, kids. And you could not do that now.
We went all in.
Wild game.
They turned the power off of the school.
What?
Some kids got dysentery.
Yeah. No way. It was really like they gave them dysentery.
It was immersive. Yep. Yes. Three went to the school nurse. Only two came back.
Wow.
We don't know what happened to Billy.
Wow. That is a hands-on learning
pioneer
experience.
Living, kids.
It is rough.
Yeah, pioneer. School buses replaced by wagons.
The only way you could learn, though.
It sticks with me to this day.
Obviously, you lost some students. Dysentery.
Billy got dysentery.
Gosh, that was real.
Whoa. Legit.
You and I are not one of those people that's probably going to get in a robo car.
Not yet.
I'm not ready for it.
Do I see myself eventually? Yes.
One day?
Is it going to be this year? No.
Not until they really figure things out.
Yeah.
Case in point, there was a woman in Los Angeles, called a Waymo. It arrived to pick her up. It barreled through a drive-thru going the wrong way.
What?
Yeah. Got to her, and she got in it. There's video evidence. Her son is taking video. He's like, Mom, don't get in it. Don't get in it. Mom, no. And she does.
This car that went the wrong way through a drive-thru?
Yep.
At a high rate of speed?
Yep. Yep. Son filmed the entire thing, and he joked about the craziness of the video. Mom made it to wherever she was going, but she got in the car.
Well, no kidding. That thing drives with, like, no problem.
No, I wouldn't get in.
What laws says that car?
If I saw it going the wrong way in a drive-thru.
Yes.
No.
Because then you could, it's not reading its surroundings correctly.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
That's spooky.
I would say no, but she did it, and she's fine.
I would only want to get in one where the town is like a perfect grid system, right? Kind of like what downtown Cedar Rapids used to be. It's like one way is one way, one way is the other way.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what I'm stepping into.
Perfectly planned out.
That would make me feel a little safer in these things. Not that thing. That's a death trap.
Definitely not that one.
That is a death trap.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Bear with me. I had a full weekend of nephew time. Like Saturday, birthday party. Sunday, Easter.
How many nephews?
Six under six.
You have six nephews under the age of six?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is a boy pack. And
whoa.
Boys are a lot. I have two girls. It is different. Boys are different.
Yes. We like to roughhouse.
There is a lot of roughhousing.
Yes.
And they're little too. So the youngest one is two now. And he's the smallest one. You know, he's the runt of the bunch. The other guys are a little bit more active.
Come on, guys, wait up.
Wait, guys, wait for me. Wait for me.
Yeah.
And at grandma's house, there is a couple of like little things that they can kind of drive around on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an opportunity, and it was right during the egg hunt. The boys all go outside and they've got their Easter baskets and they're out trying to get eggs. But the two-year-old sees nothing but cars. The cars are open and he's born to be wild. He runs over. Everybody's trying to get candy. Everybody's trying to get the eggs and the little toys and the little things in their Easter baskets. And he's like, no! Runs to the car, gets behind the wheel of the nearest vehicle and tries to just gun it. His little legs are just a little short, so all he can do is kind of tap.
Oh, no.
Yes, and he is just kind of gunning it as much as he can down the driveway. Oh. It was adorable. It was so cute. We're like, look at him. The road is open, and he is excited.
It's a little more bored than me, mild.
A little bit.
I thought that story may have ended with him driving into the path of the eggs.
No, he would go. We're like, you have to go drive to get the eggs. So he'd drive to an egg, and then he'd reach off the side of the car to try to pick up an egg, throw it in the passenger seat, and be on his way.
That is good training for golf, my friend.
Yes, it is.
The golf cart, don't get out, grab your ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it's played.
Life skills. I love it.
Hang in there, Gibson.
Do you have him hold beer?
Not yet. That's when you're three. He's only two. Slow down.
Today's a big day. And gets
Funkle Eric.
Little Funkle Eric would have had him hold the beer.
I know.
What? Okay. I am mid-MC Friday. We're raising money for the Kennedy Choral League Society. I don't even know their name.
Society.
I was there.
Yeah.
Raising money. And it was a talent show. So people, every 4 minutes, I'm off the stage. People are singing.
You're
and then I go back on.
Ed McMahon on
How
Star
were they?
Search.
Star Search. Yeah. Right. Put your votes in. We'll be back.
You're Ryan Seacrest on American Idol.
Yes. So I'm checking my notes and who's next, my phone, then checking. Shannon is sending me pictures of Princeton.
Come on.
Princeton,
you can't tell me you don't see how that is just so your dog.
Princeton is, first of all, the exact same color as Roland, that kind of caramel macchiato color.
Yeah.
He is, we know, part Chihuahua, and then they think part wiener dog.
Oh.
Because when we went to see him on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, it's happening.
His little paws stick out at like a 20-degree angle.
Oh, he's like a little ballerina dog.
Now, he is.
He's in constant plié mode.
He's in second position. So I'm trying to read the room. And I'm like, okay, I'm not falling in love with this dog because the dog's not falling in love with me.
Well.
That was the problem I was having. However, this was an adopt event at one of the pet stores. So there were dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah. And I don't know if like, it was that a fair first impression or not.
That's not a fair. No.
Shannon would have walked out with that dog either fee paid or hidden in her purse on Saturday.
Dog in purse.
Dog in purse would have been preferred.
Yes.
Run. And then we get your nephew to drive us away.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody get you to your getaway
Gibson,
vehicle.
Come get us. On. I'm on the fence.
How are you on the fence? Okay. This happened when my family was looking for a dog. We were having trouble because the little one that I wanted was kind of cold. He was kind of distant. But like, you just have to give him
according to the foster mom, he's a lover. He's a snuggler.
Yes.
Now, he is one. We have a couple rules. The first rule was we're not getting a dog. We're breaking that rule having this conversation.
You know what? Leave that rule behind you.
Rule number two, we're never getting a puppy again. We're breaking that rule because the dog's only 1 year old.
There are no rules. The rules are there are no rules with the dog.
We have to house train it. We just got a brand new rug.
You have to house train this dog?
I mean, it's learning. It's mid-trained right now. It kennels very well.
Your new white rug just became a pee pad.
It is clearly a new yellow rug.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
State of Iowa is using this week to target drivers who are still using their phones behind the wheel. A special enforcement push starts today, reminding Iowans of the state's hands-free driving law. The law went into effect July of last year. They did a six-month grace period, if you remember that. It was all warnings until January 1st. Since the beginning of 2026, 2,400 citations plus 1,900 warnings. Law enforcement will be extra vigilant this week, aiming to educate drivers on why it's important to drive hands-free and to help them follow the law. It's not every day that nearly every phone in Iowa goes off at the exact same time, but that's what happened yesterday afternoon. We had an Amber Alert go out. A missing 12-year-old from Waterloo named Dayton Cranston. That was right before 5 p.m. It gave her a description, had that of the suspect vehicle and the first name of the person of interest. As of 6:50, the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Dayton had been located. And that Amber Alert was canceled. This radio station also aired the Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Because it starts out like it's a weather event. But it was quite interesting. I got more information listening to what we had than what was texted on my phone.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty good description on the phone, but you could, you know, only so many characters or else it's going to fill your screen. But they gave, like, we didn't have the car information, I think, in that text blast and a few other things. So you... Good to know the tools are there.
Absolutely.
Sad when they have to be used, but good to know the tools are there. What's got us feeling all right? The downtown library branch for Cedar Rapids has been without a cafe since September, and that changes now.
Finally.
Horizons Meals on Wheels.
Hello.
Is planning to reopen the closed cafe this summer.
Love that.
So it's almost been a year since they've had a cafe,
really
right? I mean, September.
Long?
Yeah.
Okay.
The nonprofit worked with the library on a rent structure that will increase as the cafe rebuilds its customer base. The library said it was impressed with Horizon's business plan. Knocked them out of the park, they said. They
really?
Look forward to the partnership.
That's so cool.
Probably early June. No menu items have been announced. If you think about it, though, Horizons has so much food knowledge. Meals on Wheels.
Yep.
They also do catering for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
You and I take advantage of ordering cookies for our coworkers.
The cookies are going to be on point.
There's so much stuff.
Yeah.
So food is kind of part of the Horizon mission. This is just a different way to package it.
Love it.
And if it helps raise more money, that's great too.
And it all goes back to their...
I don't know exactly how the because you've got a rent component, and then I'm sure there's a percentage of profit goes to the library versus goes to Horizons. But regardless, it also gets Horizons back in the public as
sure.
well, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they're confined to their location near the Cherry Building.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a win-win all the way around with Horizons Meals on Wheels taking over the cafe at the Cedar Rapids Public Library.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Scary week last week for Tori Spelling. She had a carload of children. Tori Spelling and seven children taken to the hospital following a two-car accident Thursday night in California.
Wow.
Four of the kids were her own. She and her ex-husband have five. I had to do the math and see. I'm like, I know she has a ton of children. The three other were friends of kids that were in the car as well. Their vehicle was hit by a car that was speeding and ran a red
oh
light.
Oh, my God.
No arrests made at the scene. Various bruises, contusions, concussions, but they were all released from the hospital that same night, which is really, really good news. Her car sustained relatively minor damage compared to the other one, which you never know how that's going to go.
No.
Which vehicle is going to take the brunt of the damage, but luckily they're going to be okay.
That's good.
So that, yeah, good news. Dan Levy was taken to the former set of Schitt's Creek in Ontario, Canada by CBS Sunday Morning and had a very emotional experience. Naturally, he said Catherine O'Hara passed away in January, and being there on that location brought back a lot of memories.
Well, there was a very interesting question that happened before he started crying. What were you considering a sequel?
Yes.
And he's like, not now.
Yeah, we can't do it anymore.
They were.
Yeah.
They were considering a sequel. It's like, we cannot pull it off. And then he didn't lose it, but he just had a hard time answering questions.
Yeah, he teared up and choked up quite a bit. He
and said, they're standing right outside of the
Rose Apothecary.
That word. He walked in. He's like, I used to work here, like you guys. It was great.
He said, it's tough being back. I didn't think I was going to have quite this emotional of a reaction. It's just a lot of memories being here with Catherine, and you have to hold on to all the memories that you can. And he also added that for someone who didn't play around on the internet, she was the queen of a good meme.
What does burning smell like, David?
Fold it in.
Fold in the cheese.
Okay. There is a brand new Taylor Swift wax figure that just got unveiled in Ireland. And they also included, not only are we going to have this new Taylor Swift beautiful wax figure, we're also going to have 24/7 security that goes along with Taylor Swift.
Real security or wax security?
You know what? I'm going to have to follow up. I will get back. That's a good question.
Guys, those soldiers aren't even moving.
This guy's
They're
a
good.
Really good reporter. Ask the tough questions. Are you going to get real security or wax security?
So it's a wax figure of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I presume not behind glass, but at least probably like one of those stanchions.
A stanchion thing.
And then a 24-hour armed person or at least a bodyguard.
Yes. They're afraid
or a bouncer.
That people are going to try to touch the Taylor Swift for luck, particularly the chestal region. There is...
Why?
There is a brass statue in Dublin, and it's become very famous. It's called Molly Malone, and it's this woman who's like out selling... She's a fishmonger. She's
sure.
going, taking her cart to the market just to make a quick buck. But she has a very low cut top.
And if you touch Molly's, it's for luck.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And tourists all do this. And it's become discolored at this point. It's a bronze statue.
Yeah.
But so many people are touching the chestal region.
It's like the Niall Kinnock statue in Iowa City.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's like, it's an Irish name, right? Molly Malone.
Molly Malone.
Did you rub Molly Malone for luck? Yeah, you rub Molly Malone.
Yeah.
You don't rub Taylor Swift. You shouldn't.
No, but they're worried that people are going to. So they've got the security on the new wax figure of Taylor Swift. They said, we are thrilled with the reaction that people are excited that she's here, but no one is going to rub our Taylor.
Good on them. Because sometimes these weird, like, well, everybody, like, we put gum on this bridge, right?
Yes.
Or we put padlocks on this
yep.
fence. And you don't think of the consequences.
No, sometimes you have to think it all the way through. And luckily, they did.
What was the official stance again from the nobody rubs our Taylor?
We're thrilled with the reaction to our Taylor Swift, but no one is going to rub our Taylor.
No one's going to rub our Taylor.
Quote directly from the museum. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Quick shout out, by the way. For those that don't know, Best Weekend Ever theme song for One Shot Weekend is the Des Moines band, the Nadas.
Yes.
They just did an acoustic set in Iowa City like last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
thank you, Nadas.
Thank Nadas. You should be called a Lattice. You got a lot of good songs.
Yes.
How was your weekend? We're asking for your photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page just to show you that it won't bite you. We'll go first.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll take the plunge.
We'll blow
first.
On it before.
We got you. We got you.
You're good to go.
I spent a lot of family time. I didn't realize. I kind of remembered and then forgot to remember that it was my nephew's birthday party Saturday morning. So we headed down to Keswick, Iowa.
Keswick. Who lives in Keswick?
Nobody. My brother has a business that's based there, though.
Okay.
He sells seed corn. So he has this big shed, basically.
Yeah.
And the shed is heated. The shed has a lovely office with a kitchenette. Very nice, finished and everything.
You're talking to people who have gone to graduation parties in machine sheds.
Yeah.
We get it.
It was.
But it's great.
It was a great place for a four-year-old's birthday party for a four-year-old who loves trucks and a little kids that need to burn off some energy. They had a huge inflatable bouncy house inside the shed. They had a skid loader that the kids could climb up on and honk the horn.
When you first posted this on your personal page this weekend, I thought you went to one of those indoor play areas.
No.
But now I'm starting to see all of that ag equipment as
Yes, there's all of this machinery that my brother gave me a tour and explained it to me, but I don't know exactly what it does. Something with the corn.
As long
and the
as
beans
it's turned off for the kids, but they can honk the horn.
Yes, exactly. But it was like a little boy's delight play area. So it was the perfect spot for a truck themed birthday.
And I love the fact that you guys got cookies that kind of look like, you know, road construction warning signs too.
Yes. And then of course there were dirt cups with shovels instead of spoons.
Get out of here.
Yep. She thought of everything. My sister-in-law is amazing.
Wow.
Well done, Cameron.
How old was he?
Four.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
How many little ones were running around? Many,
because they had friends and.
Did you head count in, head count out, just to make sure nobody?
Mine were fine. Mine
no
were
soldier
there.
Left behind.
Never.
Well, that looks like it was a ton of fun. I tell you what, I grew up in Southeast Iowa. Would vacation in Southern Wisconsin. My mom's from there. The concept of a good supper club.
You're Mr. Supper Club.
I will. Any time, any day. If you want a road trip to a supper club, I'm in. Ever since we lost the lighthouse. First, you lost the Citadel post derecho.
Yep.
Then the fire at the lighthouse. So the true supper club experience is hard to find. Until you'd make a short drive to Cascade, Iowa, and you go to Calmus Club 528.
Calmus.
I don't know the origin of the name. I don't know if that's the family that runs it. By the way, the supper club's for sale.
Oh.
And I don't want to see it go.
No.
But there are some conditions of what makes a true supper club a true supper club. First of all, how is your sweet old-fashioned game?
Got to have that on
make
point.
A great sweet old-fashioned A+. Either a relish tray, which is what the Citadel was famous for, or a good amount of fried appetizers. A good onion ring, for example.
Yeah.
Shrimp cocktail? Yes. Mm-hmm. Salad bar featuring a variety of homemade items. You could have homemade dressings. They had a homemade whipped garlic cheese dip, and then they had those little breadsticks in the plastic wrappers
please.
From Lance Crackers that I would eat as a kid. So far, so great. Steaks, they had that little plastic stick in them so you know what temperature they're cooked to, that they come on their own tray.
This baby had everything.
Lionized potatoes.
Yes.
I was in, man. The only thing we just didn't get around to, because we were so full, a good ice cream drink. Like a grasshopper or a pink squirrel at the end of the evening. So it was our Easter Eve. Just a quick road trip right up 151, Cascade, Calmus Club 528.
A perfect supper club evening.
It was a perfect supper club evening. The wall, for some reason, is mirrors everywhere. I don't know why.
So you can check your reflection. Well, I'm guessing. See the meat in your teeth.
Look how big this steak piece is. Nom, nom, nom.
It's even bigger.
It probably, at one point, I bet, was a restaurant with maybe a dance floor.
Because
that would also kind of fit that supper club concept. Yeah. And, you know, padded bar. It's had everything.
It had everything.
And it was a great time. We had a wonderful time.
Somebody please buy it and keep it going.
Please don't let this one. Because now I'm going to have to start going to either parts of Illinois or Wisconsin.
I know. It's getting further and further away.
We are losing supper clubs in our area. Okay, from a kid's birthday party to Big Kid Eric's supper club. Those are our photos. On the Z102.9 Facebook page, now it's your turn.
We want to see what you did this weekend. Post a photo down below in the comment section on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
I love doing this on Mondays. I always glean more things going on in my community than I realize are going on.
Exactly.
And for example, the Knoll Ridge Greenhouse.
They had
an open house over the weekend. I've been to Knoll Ridge Park. I've never actually set foot inside the greenhouse.
Yeah.
How beautiful are those photos?
Really lovely. We have a couple of photos that people have shared with us. It looks like, in particular, they had a little like pond or stream going through the greenhouse and a little footbridge. How enchanting.
Yes. Because our family this time of year is like, go stand by the tree that blooms, right? Like, that's how you always get the Easter picture.
Yep.
But if you could always do that Easter picture at Knoll Ridge, how cool is that?
I love it. Yes. I love it.
So thanks for both of those photos who were posted on our Z Facebook page.
Yeah, lots of great celebratory photos with the beauty of nature all around, including the storm, actually, that Amy was able to capture. She said she took a trip to Walker, Iowa to visit the in-laws, and they were about to leave, but then they got stuck by this storm. However, the front picture window, they were able to capture some amazing photos of lightning striking the ground.
How many pictures do you think Amy or her friend who took this picture, her daughter, how many got nothing? Because that is a one in a million photo.
Yeah,
get in one single band of lightning.
Beautiful.
It's really impressive. You and I were both excited to find out that the Broadway movie Merrily Roll Along.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Is now on Netflix because somebody had a nice viewing party, made some homemade pizza over the weekend. Yeah, Deirdre, thank you so much for that.
We also had a lot of birthday celebrations. It wasn't just my nephew, apparently. Ashton sharing his aunt's 50th birthday party was this weekend as well.
We've got clearly Easter weekend.
Easter.
Lots of well-dressed, appointed people. We've got a spring hat parade. Our namesake, Charlotte the Morning Scramble Blue, got a giant giraffe from Grandpa, which giant is bigger than she is.
Huge stuffed
Absolutely
giraffe.
Absolutely adorable.
I love a take on an Easter egg hunt. Allison sharing that they had an adult children Easter egg hunt where there were the eggs that you found, and then you had to bid on the prizes in the auction.
So eggs are currency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about what's in the egg. It's how many eggs you have.
I got 5 eggs
on that.
Which
is a brilliant way to do that. Let's wrap with a couple of animals. Let's start with Jeannie or Jean. New pet at their house, a new corn snake named Zara.
I like how little and tiny it is.
Now, is that getting any bigger? Do you think?
I don't know. Does it get bigger?
I mean,
it's not
going
to be like a python or anything. It's always going to be a tiny snake, but oh my goodness, it's really little.
Not that I want a python, but I don't want a snake that small. That's the style and size that gets lost in the house.
Yes.
Right?
Number one is we don't lose this snake.
You never.
Never.
Leave the snake enclosure closed at all costs.
Yes, please.
But it is weirdly cute. It looks like it's an animated, like the eyes are just like, play with me. I'm a fun little snake.
Weirdly
cute. Isn't
that
crazy?
Yes. We also have some little chicks in the form of Peeps from David Meyer.
Yes.
Dr. Pepper Peeps.
That's true. And then we've got, interesting for the Easter weekend, Krista posted a photo. I'm presuming this is your dog, Shady, Krista. Shady brought home a trophy. And again, odd, it just happened to be this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a hare.
Yeah.
That's a full-size rabbit.
And Shady doesn't look like the kind of dog that would typically go after a bunny.
You say that, but I've seen Rex play. I've seen our dogs play.
No, but Rex is a hunting dog.
No, I think all dogs have an intrinsic, like you give a dog a toy and what does it do? It shakes it.
Yeah.
It's in their DNA. I didn't mean to. I just thought I was playing with it.
Shady played too hard
with
the bunny.
Shady played way too hard. And that bunny is taking a nap now.
Yeah, now it got so tired from playing that it's sleeping.
Krista, what do you do with a tired bunny?
I don't.
How does a person move that tired bunny elsewhere?
Yes.
I'm just curious where that tired bunny goes.
Krista, we need to know more. We need a little bit of a follow-up on what happened after the photo.
How weird, though, that was Easter weekend.
No kidding.
And like, boy, the dog's acting weird. Oh, my God! Continue to get your photos up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We call it One Shot Weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.